We look at the Lamb of God, the wondrous Lamb. And you know, communion is to keep fresh in our memories what Christ did for us on the cross. Amen? And so we pray that that will take place today. I have a couple of illustrations, one from the Old Testament that you may remember. It's not as well known. It's called the Law of the Leper, but we'll get there in just a moment. First of all, this, the plan of salvation had been laid before the creation of the earth. Did you know that? It wasn't an afterthought. For Christ is the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world, Revelation 13, 8. Yet it was a struggle for the King of the universe to yield up his son to die for the guilty race. Oh, what a struggle it must have been. But God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Oh, the mystery of redemption, the love of God for a world that did not love him. In the sentence pronounced on Satan in the garden, the Lord declared, I will put enmity, I will put variance, I will put a difference between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed, and it shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. Now here was a promise. This was a promise that the power of the great adversary would finally be broken. Adam and Eve stood as criminals before the righteous judge. But before they heard of the toil and the sorrow which must be their portion and that they must return to the dust, they listened to the words that could not fail to give them hope. They looked forward to the final victory. Now, another symbol from the Old Testament, Leviticus chapter 14, also known as the Law of the Leper. Listen as I read. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, this shall be the law of the leper in the day of his cleansing. Of course, leprosy was a type, sort of to us, should be a type of sin, right? The leprosy of sin. Now he shall be brought to the priest, and the priest shall go out to the outside of the camp. We believe in the priesthood of all believers. Amen? We can't just stay in the camp. We've got to go outside and seek the lost. Come on and say amen if that's so. Well, the priest went outside the camp. Thus, the priest shall look, and if the infection of leprosy has been healed in the leper, then the priest shall give orders to do a very impressive ceremony. Actually, there's more to it than this. This is just the first part of a longer ceremony. The priest shall give orders to take two clean live birds, possibly sparrows, they would be clean, cedarwood, scarlet, and hyssop for the one who is to be cleansed. Now, very interesting, because he's already clean, or the priest wouldn't have met him out there, but he is still to be cleansed. The priest shall also give orders to slay the one bird in an earthenware vessel over running water. So two birds, one bird now is going to be slain. As for the live bird, he shall take it together with the cedar, the scarlet string, and the hyssop, and shall dip all of them in the blood of the bird that was slain. The bird that was slain, the bird that was slain. I hope you're getting the illustration. They were dipped in the blood of the bird that was slain over the running water. Then he shall sprinkle seven times the one who is to be cleansed from his leprosy and shall pronounce him clean. And then they let the live bird go free over an open field. And remember, he's just been dipped in blood, so he's spreading this blood as he flies over the open field. Oh, such tremendous imagery. Of course, of our Lord's death and of his resurrection and of our being set free also. the wonderful symbol of the living bird dipped in the blood of the bird that was slain and then set free to its joyous life, is to us the symbol of the atonement. Very interesting. There we see death and life blended, presenting to the searcher for truth the hidden treasure, the union of the pardoning blood with the resurrection and life of our Redeemer. The bird slain over the living water, that flowing stream was a symbol of the ever-flowing, ever-cleansing efficacy of the blood of Christ, the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. The fountain that was opened for Judah and Jerusalem, wherein they may wash and be cleansed from every stain of sin. Also, we are to have free access to the atoning blood of Christ. Oh, what a Savior we have. Now, don't miss this. It's Ellen White that says this. This we must regard as the most precious privilege, the greatest blessing ever granted to sinful man. And how little is made of this great gift. How deep, how wide, and continuous is this stream to every thirsting soul after holiness. There is repose, there is rest, there is the quickening influence of the Holy Spirit, and then the holy, happy, peaceful walk and precious communion with Christ. Oh, I pray you've experienced that communion with him. Then and only then can we intelligently say with John, "Behold the Lamb of God, which takes away the sin of the world." The most precious privilege, the greatest blessing ever granted to sinful man. We have free access to the atoning blood of Christ. Going on, of the vast throng at the Jordan, few except John discerned the heavenly vision. Now we're still in thinking about the Lamb here. Yet the solemnity of the divine presence rested upon the assembly. The people stood silently gazing upon Christ. His form was bathed in a light that ever surrounds the throne of God. His upturned face was glorified as they had never before seen the face of a man. From the open heavens, a voice was heard saying, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." These words of confirmation were given to inspire faith in those who witnessed the scene and to strengthen the Savior for his mission. Notwithstanding that the sins of a guilty world were laid upon Christ, notwithstanding the humiliation of taking upon himself our fallen nature, the voice from heaven declared him to be the Son of the Eternal. Well, John had been deeply moved as he saw Jesus bowed as a suppliant, pleading with tears for the approval of the Father. As the glory of God encircled him and the voice from heaven was heard, John recognized the token that God had promised. Remember, that's what he was looking for. He knew that it was the world's Redeemer whom he had baptized. The Holy Spirit rested upon him, and with outstretched hand, pointing to Jesus, he cried, remember what it was, "Behold the Lamb of God, which takes away the sin of the world." Get this, none among the hearers, not even the speaker himself, not even John himself, discerned the import of these words, "the Lamb of God." He understood it partially, but not fully. Because it pointed back to something, didn't it? Upon Mount Moriah, Abraham had heard the question of his son, "My father, where's the lamb for the burnt offering?" The father answered, "My son, God will provide himself a lamb for the burnt offering." And in that ram divinely provided in the place of Isaac, Abraham saw a symbol of him who was to die for the sins of men. The Holy Spirit through Isaiah then took up the same illustration, prophesying of the Savior, and said, "He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all." Unfortunately, the people of Israel did not understand the lesson. Many of them regarded the sacrificial offerings much as the heathen looked upon their sacrifices, as gifts by which they themselves might propitiate the deity. In other words, they're somehow paying off God with their offerings. That's how they looked at it. Oh, God desired to teach them that from his own love comes the gift which reconciles them to himself. And the word that was spoken to Jesus at the Jordan, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased," embraces humanity. Are you a part of humanity today? Raise your hand. Yes, you are. So it embraces you. "This is my beloved Son, this is my beloved child, in whom I am well pleased." God spoke to Jesus as our representative. With all our sins and weaknesses, we are not cast aside as worthless. He has made us accepted in the beloved. The glory that rested upon Christ is a pledge of the love of God for us. It tells us of the power of prayer, how the human voice may reach the ear of God, and our petitions find acceptance in the courts of heaven. By sin, earth was cut off from heaven and alienated from its communion, but Jesus connected it again with the sphere of glory. His love has encircled man and reached the highest heaven. Well, the light which fell from the open portals upon the head of our Savior will fall upon us as we pray for help to resist temptation. Oh, what a great promise, Desire of Ages. The voice which spoke to Jesus says to every believing soul, "This is my beloved child in whom I am well pleased." That's you, friends, today. Amen. God says to you, "You are my beloved son. You are my beloved daughter," to every believing soul. That's us today. 1 John says, "Beloved, now are we the children of God. And it does not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him. For we shall see him as he is." Our Redeemer has opened the way so that the most sinful, the most needy, the most oppressed and despised may find access to the Holy Father. All may have a home in the mansions which Jesus has gone to prepare. By the power of the living Christ who died for us, all may have power to follow the Lamb wheresoever he goes. To all of us, through the power of the Holy Spirit, are given the privilege to sing with the elders and the living creatures that great song in Revelation. And the hundreds of millions of angels, right? 10,000 times 10,000, hundreds of millions of angels, as they proclaim with a loud voice, "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and riches, wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. Blessing and honor and glory and power be to him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb forever and ever. Amen." All right, let's pray before we go off to the foot washing now. Oh, Father, please help us to understand this greatest of all privilege this most precious privilege, this greatest blessing ever given to sinful man. We have access by the blood of Christ to the atonement for our souls. We're so grateful today. Please keep fresh in our memories what took place for us at Calvary and what continues to go on for us as our high priest Jesus lives to ever make intercession for us in heaven. We're so grateful today, Father. Forgive us our sins. Cleanse us from our unrighteousness. Fill us with your Holy Spirit. And now as we go to the foot washing, may we make everything right with one another and with you, dear Lord. We want to be clean as we come back to partake of these symbols. And we know that cleansing is something that you provide. And so we're grateful. Go with us now. Again, Lord, keep our memories fresh with the thought of a great sacrifice made on our behalf. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, go up to the foot washing and we come right